Okay, welcome back. Hour number two tonight, and Gerald Celente is back. We're always just really honored to have Gerald here sharing his thoughts, his observations. And observations are really the key to understanding. If you can't observe things properly or appropriately, you're not going to understand much of anything. And therefore, you'll achieve no wisdom on this planet. There are so many stories that are kind of strange. Here's Trump now praising the Houthis for being extremely brave fighters because they stood up to his intense bombing campaign, and then he announced a ceasefire with no extra conditions to protect Israel. So, I mean, these really are strange stories. But on the larger scale, we're watching the destruction of Western Europe and all of its history, 1,000 years of history. We're watching the destruction of the Western world. Canada is just for crap. Now there's nothing going on up there. They're not going anywhere in a hurry. And where are we going? We're in real trouble down here. And yet the mainstream media, the mainstream corrupt, government-controlled, liberal, left-wing, communist media will not tell the American people how bad things are. They're pretty bad. Gerald, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me, and thank you for all that you do over the years. Very few people are doing what you're doing. So, thanks so much.
We've both been at it a long time. You're very welcome. This program is now in its 32nd year.
Wow.
Of service to the people. And I hope that the Trends Journal gets to 30. The service you're offering with that fabulous news magazine, which is what it is unduplicated in the publishing world. And I'm including electronic publishing and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. That magazine is the number one publication on this planet right now in terms of news and information. I'm not kidding. So if you haven't gotten
you
go get it. All right.
No, we're doing everything we can, you know. I've never worked harder in my life. Yeah, you mentioned about, by the way, the Trump line about Yemen.
Yeah.
What we do as trend forecasters, we cover the world. So, for example, with the Israel war going on, we subscribe to Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper.
Yeah.
We go to Jerusalem Post, Times of Israel, want to hear what they have to say. But we also go to IRNA, ISNA,
mm-hmm.
Press TV,
mm-hmm.
Tehran Times. You want to hear what the Iranians have to say. And we go
That's called journalism. You
right.
can't be
we
a journalist to, unless you're looking at all sides, which is what Gerald's
all sides.
Doing.
We go to Arab News. We go to Middle East Monitor. We go to Al Jazeera. We have the Arabs have to say. So what you said about Yemen and Trump, Yemen is declining what Trump is saying. There's an article that came out on Tehran Times. Yemen warns Israel to stay in shelters. And here's what they write and into this part. The U.S. ceasefire deal is an acknowledgement of the failure to halt Yemeni attacks on U.S. warships, Israeli interests, and more significantly, the blockade of Israeli vessels in the Red and Arabian Seas. That's the way they write it. And they go on to say that they're not going to stop. He stressed there will be no retreat from backing Gaza, no matter the cost. That's a quote from the Supreme Political Council in Yemen. No aggression will deter us from our rightful decision to
yes.
support our brothers in Palestine until the genocide ends and the siege of and the siege on Gaza is lifted.
Name one other Arab country that brave, that bold, and that stand—that is—they are standing on the truth. Those people—that is the truth.
Yep. And what you also said, there's no other Arab country doing it, and why not?
No.
Trump
no.
is going to the Middle East, or they're opening up another Trump Tower here and there. Oh, and his son was over in Saudi Arabia, and they're buying $100 billion worth of bombs from the United States. It's a disgusting. Go back. Remember, 19 was it 73 when they put the embargo on because of what Israel was doing?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore. Yemen is the only country fighting back.
If you support embargo, or if you support the boycott against Israel to raise hell, which is about all Americans can do, you're a criminal now in the minds of many. And they're trying to pass a law that formally will make you a criminal. It's not looking good right now because of Ron Paul. He stood up against it, this so-called Anti-Semitism Act. And I hope it goes into the dumpster. This is outrageous. We have a First Amendment here. If I don't like somebody, I have a right not to like them. It's my right. It's a God-given right. And yet you look around the world, there's no other country in the world that has a constitution anywhere like we have. Nothing near it. Nothing.
Oh, I mean, it's terrible what's going on. My God. Again, you know, I got to, every day, by the way, I thank my parents and my aunts and uncles, my grandparents.
Oh, nice.
I have pictures of all of them, and I thank every one of them. I thank them all for what they've given me. And I also, all my friends that passed on and that have been, you know, that was so great to my life. And among them, just to make this a million percent clear about being called an anti-Semite, I thank Mr. and Mrs. Singer, Mr. and Mrs. Rosenblatt. I thank Al Bolotin, Bert Feinstein, Herbie and Harold. Herbie and Harold, they used to be what they called back in the day a soda jerk. I worked at a soda fountain. And Herbie and Harold, they had the place. They were so good to me. All my best friends are Jewish. Every one of my friends that are alive today, by the way, are totally opposed to what's going on in Israel. It has nothing to do with being an anti-Semite or about a religion. Do you hate Italians because of Mussolini? Do you hate Germans because of Hitler? Well, maybe if you do, then you got a little mind. And what they're doing now, though, that if you are against the genocide going on in Israel, you're considered an anti-Semite. And
in
to
Gaza,
make this 1,000,000% clear, a Semite are people from the Mesopotamia region.
Right. DNA. That's genetics. We're talking going way back. Those are biblical peoples. They came from that age, that time, and before.
Exactly. And so, and this, and when you get a guy like Netanyahu, what's his real name?
Oh, I can't.
Milikowski.
Remember. Yeah.
Milikowski. Yeah. What was Ben Gurion's real name? Green. These are Eastern Europeans. They are not Semites.
No, they're Khazars.
And Khazars. And as you well acknowledge it, and you've said it a number of times, when they convert to Judaism and when?
600 and something.
Yeah.
The Khazar Empire adopted
Judaism.
These are
like evangelical Christians.
That's right. That's right. That's right. The Khazar Empire adopted Judaism over Christianity, and I forget the other one. They were looking at three. They adopted Judaism, and so when the Khazar Empire fell apart and they all basically fled, they took that ethos with them into Eastern Europe and began to buy up control. They learned the control game, and they carried it to this day. They never slowed down.
Nope.
You talk about Trump Tower, by the way. Whatever happened to that guy changes his course verbally so often, it's silly. It's tragic, but it's silly. He's talking about making Gaza the Riviera of the Mediterranean, or whatever he said, Middle East. And now, where are we with that? We're getting close to it. Those people, right as we speak, Gerald, and all of you listening, there are several hundred thousand Palestinian children who are on the edge of dying from lack of food.
Look, I write about this
right
every day.
Every day. I'm just
underscoring
it. I am
so heartbroken, you have no idea.
And nobody
will do anything.
I write
about it every day.
Yeah.
Here. This is, by the way, what you said about the Riviera. This was 2 days ago. An Israeli government minister has vowed that, quote, Gaza will be entirely destroyed as a result of the Israeli military victory, and that the Palestinian population, quote, will leave in great numbers to third countries. the declaration on Tuesday by the finance minister, that little clown boy of nothing, Smotrich.
Yeah.
Said,
oh, yeah.
The cabinet approved a plan for, I love this name, Operation Gideon's Chariots, which will entail, quote, the conquest of the Gaza Strip and the holding of the territories, end quote. Genocide.
Yeah.
By definition. And,
by the way,
in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. You can't keep stealing this land and shove this settler crap word up your you-know-what. You're invaders. Again, in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations.
Yeah. I always put the word in quotes when I have to put it up anywhere. They're not
settlers.
They're not
settlers. What a lying word.
They're invaders. Simple.
Invaders.
Yeah.
So this is serious. And then again, look out of nowhere. You know, I've been at this for 45 years. Never, ever did we do our top trends as we did this year. One of them is the wild card. We said this is a year where anything can happen at any time. And now what just happened a couple of days ago? Bombs away between Pakistan and India?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. And these are two nuclear-powered countries.
No, this right after J.D. Vance went to visit India, right after he left the Holy Land, so to speak, at the papal Easter celebration, which he was at for the weekend. Shook hands of the, the Pope looked like he was dead when he shook his hand. At any rate, whatever. Now they got a new one from Chicago. And this guy's got a background, well, guess what? Covering up for pedophilia and priests.
Oh, boy.
It's already known. It's the same old thing. Nothing new. Yeah, sick. These aren't men.
They're the costumes they're dressed up in. Again,
it's Halloween.
I went to Catholic.
Halloween.
Yeah, it is. It's like Halloween. And it's the same thing, not only them. Look at the little clown boy that they call him the King of England, the King. Here, King, here, boy. Sit, give me a paw. What king? Dressed up with your little Halloween costume and your hat. By the way, if you guys were Italian, they'd call you a mafia. You're a bunch of murderous, lying little pieces of scum. Oh, we're talking about what's going on in India and Pakistan? Oh, yeah, how did it get like that? Oh, I forgot. The royal family conquered India, didn't they? That way they broke it up into little pieces. Oh, they're only there for 100 years. Killed, according to the latest data, because of what they did, over 400 million people in India in the 100 years that the
Wow. Yeah,
His Majesty's government invaded the place and stole, robbed, and pillaged everything they could.
The bloodline. It's all about the royal bloodline.
Yep. And again, the Catholic Church, what they did to me, I told you when in fifth grade, a nun beat me up, Sister Marie Rosaire, may she rot in hell, accused me of talking during prayers. She perforated my middle ear and broke my eardrum. Beat the hell out of me. And I can never get my ears wet again the rest of my life, and they're still ringing as we're speaking. But as I say, as bad as it was, I'm thankful Father Foley was a ladies' man. Look at what these priests have done to these kids all over the world.
You're right when you say that. Now, Gerald is joking, but
I'm
beginning to think now, the institutionalization of pedophilia is at least 2,000 years old. In the church. Not all of them, but believe me, it's there. And this new guy
It's there, big time. Look at Buffalo a couple of weeks ago. They had to pay off all the things. It's coming up Baltimore, on and on and on and on, over in Ireland, all over the world. Over the world.
Yeah.
Here's my take on it. The gays took over the Catholic Church. You know why? When they invented celibacy. Well, can't be married. Oh, who has better costumes than the Catholic Church? So They wanted the costumes.
When I was 8 or 9 years old, somebody took me to Sunday Mass. I had a friend who was a Catholic. And I went in there. I couldn't believe what I saw. I'd never been in a church before. That's about 8. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how these men were dressed up, and they had this ball and chain with smoke coming out of it. What's that
all about?
I mean, just nuts. Anyway.
It has nothing to do. And by the way, they all got locked jaw. Oh, it was Easter time. How come you're not out there for peace? How come you're not protesting the massacre of the Palestinians?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No.
All the Quakers die in an earthquake. The Seventh-day Adventists waiting for the 8th day.
Tomorrow night, Father Paul Kramer will be here to talk about the new Pope. And it's just as bad as we worried last week when he was on.
So, did you see the cover of this week's Trends Journal? Pope-a-dope. We had Trump.
Good.
Presidential reality show. Go to TrendsJournal.com. You can see it.
Everybody do that. Go to trendsjournal.com. I'm going to go take another look.
And see the picture of Pope Dope.
Trends.
I want to be Pope, he said. I want to be Pope.
Yeah, he did. What an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to see that. It's a great. It's a funny one. But the guy got a great artist. We do.
There it is. Oh no, that's as good as it gets. It's true,
right? Right?
No, it's just hysterical. It's up on the right side. If you get to the page, you'll see it. TrendsJournal.com. I don't know where we'd be without you. I don't know another publication that comes close. They all have their agendas and they're pushing. The agenda you have is the truth, and that's true.
All. No, it's simple. Look at the one below it. Putin, stop bombing Ukraine. Netanyahu, keep bombing Gaza, Syria, and Lebanon. And I'll keep bombing Yemen and maybe Iran.
He's such a clown. I don't know what you know. You've got sources. I don't think Trump looks well. I don't expect him to go 4 years. And you can quote me on it. Friends, I just don't think he's
a narcissistic guy. I told you, I had lunch with his brother Robert in 2017.
Yeah.
And Robert said when the father died, he left the family over $500 million worth of real estate. Trump's nothing more than a spoiled daddy's boy, born on third base, thought he had a home run.
Yeah, well, his treatment of women, all those pictures with he... and Epstein should not be dismissed. Okay, they shouldn't be. What's your take on this so-called Pam Bondi? And she has the Epstein papers, all of the documents on her. They're burning a hole through her desk, and yet they won't release them. They're never going to release them because they've got names in there that are compromised now, and they don't want to give up their leverage.
They don't release
over those
anything.
People.
They don't release anything.
It's all lies. We get lied to constantly. More so, I think, just in the last 100 days, I've never seen more deception and deceit. I haven't.
Yeah, yes, you have.
I'm just talking about this.
Well, how about we're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive?
Oh, you
forgot about the lie of the Iraq War?
They played that out longer, though. This is just within 100 days. We're just...
Oh, okay. They're a bunch of liars. It's a crime syndicate that people call a government. Look at the clown show.
It's not our government.
Look at the little jerk they just brought in over there in Germany, Merz.
Oh, yes.
The little BlackRock guy. The BlackRock guy.
They're trying to outlaw the AfD in Germany. The only real patriotic political party in the country since World War II. And they're trying to outlaw it.
And what else? How about they want $1 trillion to build up their military?
That's
we got to
exactly
stop those
right.
Russians, they said. Oh, you got to stop the Russians? Oh, you mean that you forgot that you killed 25 million of them in World War II?
It's unreal.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they're ramping up war in Europe. Again, it's in your magazines, in the Trends Journal, the Nordic nations. Again, $1 trillion. Now, you got to put this into context. Germany's the third largest economy in the world. largest, of course, in Europe.
Still?
Yep.
In the world? Wow.
In the world. And, but here's the other deal. They've been in a recession now for 2 years. They've been in a recession for 2 years. They're going into recession this year, and they're going $1 trillion in debt to build up their military. This is serious.
Well, that tells you where money comes from and what it's really worth.
Yeah, but it's also telling you where we're heading.
Oh, they want, where is this lust for war coming from? Is it being directed upon them, or are they all just psychopaths?
They're psychopaths.
All right.
End of story.
All right. Now, let me jump over here. I don't want to lose our whole hour. China, said to be, I've read a lot, you've read more than I have, said to be financially disintegrating at some levels and collapsing at others, not doing well at all. How bad is China? What could China do to try to stop this? Besides, when all else fails, they take you to war. Now, if we end up in a theater war with China, every war game we played, every war game says we lose and it's over.
Yeah. All right. Here's the deal with China. What happened was before you look at China's GDP before they slick Willie Clinton brought him into the World Trade Organization.
Yeah.
It's a slow line up and then it shoots straight up. With every boom, there's a bust. 30% of China's GDP is real estate related. Depending on whose numbers you look at, the empty apartments is like 60 to 90 million. Empty apartments.
Right.
All right, now, so it was a bad situation. They made it a lot worse with 3 years of zero COVID policy when they locked down the country. And I talked to people in China. You couldn't go out. They have cameras everywhere. They know everything that you're doing. It's a total digitized nation.
I saw the videos. It was disgusting.
It's a total digitized nation.
Yeah.
So they destroyed the economy. Look at one of the articles that was running loose today from the Daily Mail, and it's about how people Kansas City, they don't want to go out after 8 o'clock at night because it's so crazy out there. Everything changed with COVID. Now I'm going back to China. They destroyed the economy. They made a bad situation worse. Okay, now you got the tariffs going on, trade's going to go down. But here's where China's changing. There's 1.4 billion people. They're going to be more self-sufficient and self-sustaining. I could give you proof of that. Once upon a time, another clown running America, out of his mind jerk, a stupid, arrogant piece of crap, Joe Biden, in front of everybody's eyes, dead.
Yeah.
The Ukraine war begins on February 24th, 2022. A couple of weeks later, Biden puts sanctions on Russia. Putin's going to pay the price. That's a quote. Putin didn't pay the price. They became more self-sustaining and self-sufficient. Or remember all those companies that pulled out of Russia?
Sure.
Yeah, the Russian people took it over. They're a very advanced nation.
Oh, let's take McDonald's as a class.
They're very advanced.
Take McDonald's as a class A example in Russia. They just took the whole chain over, rebranded it, and kept doing business as usual. And it's doing great.
Exactly, but one after another. So
one
they became more self-sufficient. It's made in Russia. Now going back to China, they're doing the same thing. They don't want to buy Gucci. They don't want to buy Prada. They don't want to buy Starbucks. They want to buy Chinese. You got 1.4 billion people. How many you got in the United States? What, 347 million? All right, number two, where China's going to take over, and this is important. There's going to be a dot-com bust 2.0. The Trends Journal was the first magazine to call
you
a dot-com bust in 1999. In the fall of 1999, we said it would bust by the second quarter of 2000, and it busted in March of 2000. The NASDAQ dove 80%. We are going to have a dot-com bust 2.0. Again, let's go back to when Bill Clinton brought China into the World Trade Organization. Before he brought them in, 10% of Chinese 18-year-olds went to college. 10%. Now, nearly 70%. Young people are totally AI high-tech addicted. This is their lives.
Totally.
Now they're going to college. They're going to college now, these masses of young people, and they're advancing in the AI world, and the AI world, love it, hate it, want it, don't want it, makes no difference. It's going to be the future. And China is going to lead in it. Trends are born, they grow, they mature, they reach old age, and then they die. AI is only 3 years old, born in 2022. You do not invest in the big A first AI or any companies that it would just begins. They overinvested in the American company, the other company, like NVIDIA, all these companies. They way overinvested in the first AI companies. Now let's go back to the end of January, and all of a sudden you hear about a DeepSeek. DeepSeek? Oh, yeah, Chinese company in AI. That's the most used company now, the used AI in the world. Oh, and they said, no, we don't need these big chips. No, so you don't have to build all these power plants to make these big chips. Oh, and by the way, it cost you $100 million to do yours. It only cost us $6 million. There's going to be a dot-com bust.
I think it may
be. They overinvested in these companies, and going to bring down the equity markets. It's going to force the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. The lower interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices spike, and gold's on a spike. It's down $200 from its high, but it's still way up there.
Are you surprised it went down 200?
No, nah. Nothing goes straight up and down. And we see gold, it could be $4,000 an ounce this year. You got to look at what's going on around the world. Again, my book, Trend Tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine, 1989. I wrote about, made my name as a trend forecaster. I started buying gold in 1978. I think the first one was either $163 or $183 an ounce. I've been following gold since then. Never have I seen it take off like this for the reasons it's taking off. And again, it's going to be the death of the dollar. They've had enough of the United States economic and geopolitical hegemony. The BRICS things are real. China and Russia doing all their businesses in their own currencies. Uh-huh. More and more nations are going to be doing it. The death of the dollar is going to happen again when they lower interest rates. The lower interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go. And if anybody doesn't think that Trump can't force Powell to lower interest rates, grow up. Because we only look at the facts. Let's go back to 2018, not ancient history. It had the worst Dow December since the Great Depression, 1931. What happened? Trump pushed Powell to lower interest rates. What did Powell do? He lowered them in January 2019. And by the way, the market spiked up. It went up 22%, the Dow. So 22. Trump is going to do everything he can to pump up the economy because he's invested in it. And by the way, go back to your Trends Journal. When Trump got elected and the inauguration and all the crypto people came in before and all the money they gave him, we said Bitcoin's going to keep spiking as well as other cryptocurrencies because the crypto club's part of the Trump team. Oh, and as we're talking now, crypto's over $100,000 a coin.
Yeah, it's crazy. If gold were left to its own
syndicate.
Yeah, well, if gold were left to its own devices, where would it be? 10 by now? It's controlled. Everything's controlled.
Oh, definitely.
So where would it be?
Definitely.
10?
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
And again, here, this is very important. Yes, about gold.
Well, if you got crypto at 100, here's my point. Wouldn't gold be 10,000? Of course it would.
But let's go back to the facts, though. Go to the Wall Street Journal. Go to the New York Times. Go to any of them. Right. Go to CNBC. Any big stories about gold prices spiking when they're spiking? Not a word.
No, nothing.
Not a word. In the Wall Street Journal, they did like two or three stories in the last maybe 5 months on gold.
Right.
And nothing big, nothing important. Nothing. Not a word. They don't want... Gold is saying how bad things are. So here's another fairy tale. Let's go back a couple of months ago when Trump said, along with Musk, that they're going to go into Fort Knox to see how much gold is there. Remember that one?
I can't wait for that one. It ain't going to happen, but... Yeah.
But that's what you just said. You can't wait. It's not going to happen. They already know it's in there.
Of course they do. Do you know that they put Fort Knox on the list of military bases for sale? This is about 20, 25 years ago. It was on a list of base closures and bases to be sold off. And I said, what? And nobody talked about it. Where's all the gold going to go? Nobody talked. I think it was a mistake. I think they know what's in Fort Knox, and it's crickets.
Oh, they know what's in Fort Knox, of course, but it was a show. So here's what they might do. The numbers just came out again. The United States has to borrow more money for its trade deficit that keeps building, the debt
Let's
level that
borrowing.
Keeps building, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here, my father, may rest in peace, I'm about 17 years old at the time, and he said to me, you know, son, he said, back in 1933, he said, I was dating your mother. They got married in 34. He said, mm-hmm. I go into your grandfather's house, and he's wrapping up all his gold coins. And I said to him, Pop, what are you doing? He said, my grandfather said, President Roosevelt wants us to return the gold, and I'm a good American. I'm bringing the gold in. And my father said to him, don't be crazy. Don't do that. What are you kidding? He said, your grandfather started cursing at me in Italian. He's turned in all the gold. Okay, wow. 1933, they turned in all the gold for $20 and I think 67 cents an ounce. The next year, they passed the Gold Reserve Act. And what did they do? They increased the price of gold to $35 an ounce after they stole it from all the people.
Yeah, they're
all fact.
Criminals.
I'm not making this up.
Yeah, no, it's...
Now I'm
going
to go back to Trump and Fort Knox and the United States debt level that they can't pay off. They may say something like, we went to Fort Knox, we could hardly walk in, there's so much gold in there from... From ceiling to wall to floor, it's all over. We got so much gold, and now we're raising the price of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And by raising the price of gold, we're going to do away with our debt level. They may pull off a stunt like that.
Well, I wouldn't put it past them at all.
Remember, they did it before. They increased the price of gold 70% after they stole it from the people.
Wow.
Oh, that murderer, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
No, he's another horrible man. Horrible.
Gave us World War II.
Yeah.
Gave us the FBI.
Pearl Harbor. Yeah, he's a...
And anybody, by the way, when you mention Pearl Harbor, go to, just Google up Franklin Roosevelt seizes Japanese assets. Just Google it up. And you'll come up with History Today, the mainstream media. In July 26, 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt seized all Japanese assets in America. And you know why? Those dirty Japanese invaded French Indochina. Wait a minute, what are you talking about? Number one, what do I care as an American? And what, French Indochina? What are the French doing in Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia? And you're calling it French Indochina? Oh, they're stealing their rubber, their tin, their rape, pillaging. Then along with the Dutch in Indonesia robbing steel. What the Dutch doing over there? Oh, and the British. They cut off 3/4 of all Japanese trade. And 88% of its imported oil. This is in July of 1941.
90% of their oil, cut it off. All right, just figure that. 90%.
Yeah.
Just round it
off. Yeah, and they import 100%.
That's right.
Incredible. I can't understand why they bombed Pearl Harbor a couple of months later.
Well, Roosevelt knew. They all knew.
Well, I'm telling you, they made it happen. They cut off three-quarters of their global trade, all of their oil, and stole their money.
No, they had to. Are they going to take us to war again? Are they going to take us to war again? What's your best
guess? My concern is Iran.
Right.
That's the big one.
China?
No, Iran. That's the one I'm concerned about the most, because Netanyahu's going to do everything he can to ramp that up. And although Trump, look what Trump did, okay? When they started, it's in your magazine, it's in the Trends Journal. When Trump started the so-called talks with Iran about their nuclear abilities, we said this is a lot of hot air. So what happened last week? Trump put sanctions on any country buying oil from Iran.
Any country in the world.
Any country buying oil from Iran. They can't do business with America, and they're putting more and more sanctions on Iran. Oh, you're negotiating with them, and you pull a stunt like that? How could you do something like this? You have any negotiations, and you pull a stunt like this? Oh, this is a Trump, by the way, that ended the nuclear agreement that they had that came under Obama. And this is a Trump that goes back and forth and said they won't have any nuclear or anything. Oh, but by the way, Israel could have over, what, about 400 nuclear warheads. That's okay. They could have it all they want. I forgot.
At least. Well,
they could have what they
JFK
want. But Iran can't even have nuclear power plants. We said Iran will not allow any nuclear anything. So that's my greatest concern, because if a war happens with Iran, it's the end of life on Earth. Look up the SAMSON option, SAMSON. Anybody listening, look up. You know what it is, but other people.
Oh, yeah.
Israel says if they lose, they go nuclear.
Seymour Hersh was the one who, I think, blew the whistle on that one. Cy Hersh, New York Times.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah.
What does Trump mean by total dismantling of all of Iran's nuclear program? Right?
Yeah.
This is a big story now, which Gerald is on. As the fourth round of negotiations between the U.S. and Iran approaches, a barrage of conflicting statements, blah, 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 blah. These stem either from a lack of understanding of technical details or from a deliberate desire to maintain ambiguity and prolong the talks. So it's all like another soap opera, but it's a deadly, dangerous one. The Iranians are not going to give up their nuclear program. It's not going to happen.
Ain't going to happen.
So will Netanyahu push the Samson button? And what that is, very simply, is if Israel finds itself in an existential war danger for its survival as a nation, they will destroy all European capitals and key military targets. They've got hundreds of missiles, hundreds of nukes. It's all in black and white. So that's where we're at. And this is not good. And Trump, I think, is Trump actually independent at all from Netanyahu? Has he tried to back away from any of this strong-arming? That I can't figure out, to be honest. I don't know.
Again, look at all the money he got from the Adelsons and others.
Oh,
and
I know, Miriam Gay. I know. Yes, I do.
Hundreds of millions. He got $100 million or something?
I think it's 250. They keep saying 100, but I think it was 250 altogether. That's what he sold the West Bank to her for.
I mean, that's a lot of dough.
He sold the West Bank to Miriam Adelson for, I think it's $250 million. The West Bank. He sold that to her. I guarantee you it'll be cleansed of Palestinians. That's what he said. So he got $250 million. I think it's $250
million. And he moved the embassy when he was president from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Right there.
And he said, hey, you know that land you stole from Syria? It's yours. And how about this little clown, this Huckleberry,
disgusting.
Jerk.
Yeah. His daughter's doing a pretty good job as governor of Arkansas, right? Is she Arkansas? What is it?
Can you imagine what a freak show? Look at the little freaks running the show. Again, all over the world. A little Starmer boy over there in the UK. The Black Rock Merz clown, little jerk now in Germany. The guy with a pecker, if he has one, smaller than a pencil. The Macron that got sewn over there in France.
Well, Macron's married to a guy. Don't forget that, too. Not the only one out there. Okay. War in Europe. Second phase of the operation, an attack on Iran, then war on Europe. Europe doesn't recover, by the way. It just doesn't. I don't know what's going to come out of the rubble, but I don't see it coming back. It's too late. The people are, if they're going to declare the AFD an illegal, far-right, conservative, radicalized party and outlaw it, Germany has no future. Nothing except war.
Yep.
I've never seen these allegedly intelligent countries talking about war like it's some kind of a moral imperative that they have to pursue. It's weird.
But again, these are sick people. Look at the faces.
Oh, I know they are.
Look at their faces.
I looked at the new Pope's face and his two brothers' faces, and I cringed.
Pope a dope.
I cringed. Ah. Now, these guys look like they're not normal. Believe it.
Well, again, look at the coin. It's a show. Again, what Christ do they believe in? How about thou shalt not kill? You forgot that one. Oh, you believe in this Bible thing? What are the Ten Commandments?
Right.
Oh, that's the other one, this little Huckleberry clown. Was it the United States Ambassador to Israel? He says that God gave Israel this land when he told Abraham 3,500 years ago. And what, God had lockjaw? Hasn't spoken to anybody in 3,500 years ago, and that's the only person God ever spoke to? I got to believe this fairy tale?
Yeah, I know. It's unreal. It's all unreal. It's a freak show, as you say.
And this is the Huckle clown that calls himself a minister of a church.
Huckabee. Yeah, he's a creep.
What church are you talking about that supports genocide?
I couldn't tell you, except this
where
one
all
does
these,
not.
What, these religions are a bunch of phonies. None
They're
of them are out.
Fake.
Where they should be all out in the street.
I agree. None of them are out in the street.
No, all they want to do is pass the basket. Pass the basket.
Give
we just put
money.
On our show.
Put
We've
your
been
money
doing
in
the
there.
Same show week after week after week after week after week.
Right. I couldn't agree more.
Pass the
basket. That was another thing I couldn't believe when I went to Mass when I was about 8. It's people putting money in there, lots of money.
Pass the basket.
And
we
these
don't
guys
work.
Wearing these. No. Now, it was really bizarre, to put it mildly. The whole thing.
But again, is it any more bizarre than a clown boy like little Marco Rubio or any of these other jerks? Let me finish. You're talking about the costumes. How about when they show up, the presidents, any of these jerks, they roll out a long red carpet, and all these little boys get dressed up in their drag uniforms, their costumes, their military costumes, and salute. You want to talk about a show?
Yeah. Yep.
Look at the costumes these guys put on.
I agree.
Look at every time that with any country, they got their costumes of these so-called soldiers that salute and stand up properly in a straight back and with their with all these little stupid hats on and all these little medals and stuff.
Good on you.
So what's different than
out.
The costumes from the church to the military to all of the royal family costumes? It's a freak show.
Yeah, it is a freak show. And they're all dressed in black with these red sashes around their waist or purple sashes around their waist. It just couldn't get any creepier. And then when you stir in the pedophilia to all of it, whew.
Yep.
Unreal. Sick.
Yep.
All right, so what's our timetable on war WOA, as they say in the
South.
Again,
wild card. I mean, we didn't see the India-Pakistan thing happen. We didn't know this was going to go
on. I'm very suspicious about that. It ignited too quickly. Right after Vance
India ignited it. Pakistan has denied doing anything about it.
That's true.
And this is ramping up. And again, the Israel-Yemen war is going to ramp up. And our greatest concern is the Iran war.
What about the Israel-Lebanon war? What about the
Israel just
Bank
bombed
war?
Lebanon again. They just
Syria.
Killed... they just... Again, just in my Hey, ready for this? This is two days ago. Israel strikes in Gaza kill more than 60, including two journalists. What else do we have here? Israel strikes in Gaza kill 106 over the past day. Here we go. One killed, eight wounded as Israel hits Lebanon in major post-truce attack. That's from Al Jazeera today. Israel has launched one of the most intense aerial assaults on southern Lebanon since the truce halted last year's war with Hezbollah. All right? Hezbollah has pulled out. They did away with it. Israel is bombs away. They violate the ceasefire agreements anytime, any place, anywhere. They're ramping up this war. Netanyahu's going to do everything he can to stay in power.
Oh, absolutely. They don't care.
We were talking
about
FDR. Same thing here.
Agreed. I agree.
Forgot, there were 39 weeks of major protests going on in Israel before the Hamas attack in October 2023. And not my language, the language of Isaac Herzog, the president of Israel, said there was a civil war going on.
Yeah.
Then Hamas attacked, and we wrote, because the data came out days afterwards, that Egypt and the United States had warned Netanyahu and Israel the attack was coming. And now, of course, the information came out, so did the IDF warn them, and others in the military warned Netanyahu that they were going to attack, and they let it happen. As I said, when all else fails, they take you to war. Everybody forgot about the protests that were going on against Netanyahu's Judicial Reform Act.
50,000 a week. 30 to 50,000 a week showed up every week about Netanyahu. 30 to 50,000.
Yep.
And these people are all shut down and shut out.
Yep.
Goodbye.
All forgotten about. Totally forgotten about.
Yeah.
So going back, he's going to do everything he can to stay in power. Well, by the way, they're bringing up more recruits, right, to go fight?
Yeah.
But his son's hiding down in Miami, right?
Yeah, of course. No. It's all disgusting, and it's so transparent now. And yet the mainstream America doesn't see it.
Nah, there's no media
left. They're
too
confused. No,
listen,
no
everybody
media.
Out there, if you want to know what's happening and what to do, you might want to subscribe to the Trends Journal, because the more subscribers we have, the more we could get the word out.
More power.
To help change the direction of what's going on.
Absolutely. TrendsJournal.com. And again, I defy anybody to pick that magazine up and not learn something within the first 60 seconds. 30 seconds. It's so full of information. It's the best. And the cover art, your artist, what's his name again? Let's give him a little credit here.
His name is PJ. It's PJ Fiddler.
PJ.
And again, we go from AI, whole sections on AI, whole sections on high-tech science, whole sections on technocracy, whole sections on geopolitics, whole sections on economics. You read what you want. It's a magazine. This week is 236 pages. No ads. Nobody tells us what to do.
I can't believe 236 pages. I remember when it was, 40, 50?
Oh, yeah.
Little.
Yep.
And
you could read it as a book online. You could print out the PDF, listen to it, and listen to it in different languages. So we're giving them everything we can. And again, I've been at this 45 years. Never have I seen a critical time like the one we're in now.
No, and they keep feeding and shoveling chaos everywhere. That's what they want. They want people not to be able to figure it out. And unfortunately, when you're addicted to your cell phone 5, 6, 7 hours a day, you can't figure it out.
Yep.
No chance. That cover art piece of Trump is hysterical. Dressed
Isn't
up like
it a riot?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
His
Gerald,
eyes.
Congratulations on everything. Keep it up, my friend. Talk to you next month, and thank you for everything.
And thank you for all that you're doing all these years. I really appreciate it.
You betcha. Okay. Take care. Talk soon.
Ciao, ciao. Yep.
The one and only Gerald Celente. He's one of the, this is journalism. This is the last stand of print journalism. And it's digital. It's online. But the Trends Journal is as good as I have always said. And it only gets better. Okay, hold on, and we'll be right back.